Hi, we're looking back on February 2nd, the day in 1964 when the popular toy G.I. Joe made its debut.
G.I. Joe attack!
In 1982, Lindy Chamberlain was committed to trial for the murder of her daughter Azaria.
Tonight, a Darwin court hears allegations Lindy Chamberlain killed her daughter Azaria.
On this day in 1998, a constitutional convention came together for the first time to decide which model of a republic would be taken ultimately to that doomed referendum.
This opportunity with the new millennium is a historic opportunity for all of us to move forward and really stake our claims in our own future.
And in 2004, Roger Federer reached the top ranking in world tennis. He held the title as world number one for a record 237 weeks.
The ultimate goal in my career, if you're number one in the world, there's nothing better than this feeling.
February 2nd birthday, special one for Australian actor, producer and writer John Cornell. He's 80. He was Strop in The Paul Hogan Show before joining his good mate in producing the Crocodile Dundee movies.
I remember you doing your famous rendition of The Man from Snowy River 16 times.
Graham Nash turned 79. The singer-songwriter was a member of the Hollies and the supergroup Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young.
Teach your children well.
Regarded as one of the most beautiful women of all time, model actress Christy Brinkley turned 67.
Turn on the TV and there's me. And I was sitting there talking about what a bad actress I was.
League great former player and coach Jason Taylor is 50. The West, Bears, Eagles and Eels player once held the point scoring record.
And now Jason Taylor. Oh, he kicks it.
And Colombian singing star Shakira is 44 today. Finally, it's the anniversary of the death of screen legend Gene Kelly, who starred in, choreographed and co-directed some of the greatest musicals of all time. He was 83 when he died in 1996.
Just singing in the rain.
Remembering Gene Kelly on February 2nd.